going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll get into this Caleb Williams story. There's a book coming out by Seth Wickersham called American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, and there's some quotes in there from Caleb Williams and his father, Carl Williams, that had everybody talking yesterday. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes here. Real quick, and we'll still hit some schedule stuff from today. Be more fun stuff from the schedule releases and things like that. We know now what the Texans schedule is going to be. We didn't touch on the preseason yesterday. Not that the opponents in the preseason are super important, because guys really don't play in the preseason anymore. The Texans will play at Minnesota, home for the Panthers, at Detroit, all on Saturday, all during the afternoon. It's a pretty cookie-cutter preseason. No Hall of Fame game or anything like that this year for the Texans. But the one thing with preseason games could come with joint practices. We've seen that both seasons that D'Amico's been here so far. The Dolphins, his first year here, should have had him with the Saints. They canceled those. And then last year, the Rams came to town. If there's going to be joint practices here, it'll be with the Carolina Panthers. That's the only home game in the preseason. And Dave Canales, the head coach of the Panthers, is hoping to get some joint practices, or at least talking about it, with the Texans.
We're reaching out to Houston and Pittsburgh as well to kind of see, you know, what the level of interest for those guys are. Think about, you know, having a joint practice with Houston in that heat, you know, and getting the acclimation. It'll be hot here, you know, but I know I was in Tampa for a year. I've heard Houston is very similar. So just being able to get some acclimation, again, just another great way to just challenge the guys to maintain focus in a different type of environment. So we're open to, you know, those things with the Texans and the Steelers.
It's funny, Seth, until the Texans win a Super Bowl, like the one thing that I'm going to be like puffing our chest out about, like when people talk about other cities and how hot they are, I'm like, no. We have the hottest training camps.
You don't even know.
Shut Canales. Your mouth.
No, I made the same mistake because I had played in Florida for 5 years.
That's right.
It pretty much on the same interstate that runs through Houston, the same latitude, everything. And I got here and poof, no way, man.
Yep.
It's different here.
Yeah.
It's different in Houston. So
yep.
The one thing about the Panthers, it's not like they have a classic Panthers defensive line with so many of the various studs they've had through the years.
Yeah.
So it won't be a huge test if they do have combined practices.
Yep.
But still, yeah, the offensive line versus actual competition as much as possible and different jerseys, I'd be all about that. For me, it's all about the offensive line at this point.
Yeah, and it just spices things up. Like training camp, there can get to be – look, I'm sitting here talking about someone who just sits there and watches it and takes notes
dude,
on my phone.
It's hard to stand there and watch.
No, but
Sean, it's harder than actually practicing. Because you have nothing to do except think about how hot
you've done both. I'll take your word for it. Yeah, you've done both. So yeah.
I thought about hiring a private coach to come and just yell at me to take my mind off of it.
Maybe
recreate
just some light drills and whatnot.
Yeah, the easy days back when I could just, you know, focus on trying to play football.
That's right. Yeah. So it does break the monotony down a little bit. The Panthers would be fun. You get, you know, get up close to see what might have been. You know, Bryce Young. You get Bryce Young. We might get a Xavier Legette press conference. That'll be the one joint practice where everybody from the home team is flocking over to the other team's media sessions.
Yeah, they'll be Xavier we'll hear Leggett. All our familiar voices asking questions of Xavier Leggett.
Yes.
Asking him to just hey, see if you can say Susie sells two shells by the whatever that is was that. Yeah.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yeah.
I do think that there's an opportunity. Yeah. Where you probably got ties to the Rainbow Lodge, Sean, because the Rainbow Lodge does a whole lot of kind of, you know, game type food and everything.
Yeah.
And Xavier Leggett eats a lot of wild game.
That would be fun.
I feel like the Rainbow Lodge could do some kind of little social media hit with Xavier Leggett.
Is that the one up in the Heights? It's up in the Heights.
Yeah,
think,
it's right on the. It's down on the bayou. It's not in the Heights. It's on the bayou. There,
okay.
I mean, Allen Parkway.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Wait. I might be wrong on that. That's my memory of it.
I thought it was across the street from Cavator up there. It probably is.
I'm probably way off on this.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I may not be. I haven't been. Just to answer your question, I do not have connections to the Rainbow Lodge. But if Xavier Leggett is going to come cook some raccoon in some sort of, you know, like some gathering, some appearance out there here. That's what he should do. He should have a traveling roadshow where he just cooks raccoon every city that he goes to. I would go. I would totally go. The other reason it would be good to get Carolina, you and I would get a chance to maybe goad their owner, David Tepper, into throwing drinks at us. Remember when he did that? He threw a drink at somebody?
Yeah, he's a grumpy old bastard.
Yeah, I think you and I could get him. I think you and I could get him going.
He's tempestuous.
Might be able to sue him.
It's up on the Rainbow Lodge is at 21st Street and Ella Boulevard. You're right. I just remember eating there once and it, like looking over the water. I think it was when I was first here in Houston. Where
I may have moved. It's been a while.
From my butt. Yeah. No. I just remember being on the water. So in my mind, I thought it was down off of Allen Parkway. Right
yep. Yep. Yeah. So I'd be up for that. Thumbs up on the Panthers coming to town for joint practices. All right, let's get to this Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, for those who missed it yesterday, there's a book coming out. Seth Wickersham, who's probably best known for writing an article and writing a book that almost plundered the Patriots back in 2017.
That's right.
A lot of juicy Jimmy Garoppolo gossip and things like that.
The team was falling apart. They would win a Super Bowl that year.
They would. So American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, is the book. And it's not a biography about Caleb Williams. He's one of several quarterbacks that get covered in this thing. I'll tell you the description of the book. I might actually end up buying this book and reading it because it talks a lot about how quarterbacks in high school are getting treated in the NIL era, which is a fascinating thing to me, just like how it's trickled down to that level of football, like all the money and the glitz and everything. But as far as Caleb Williams goes, it confirms some things that we had heard, which is that Caleb Williams was looking, he wanted nothing to do with Chicago during the draft process after knowing that they had the first pick. He and his family looked at lawyering up and circumventing the NFL draft, maybe even going to the UFL for a year and then trying to come in as a free agent to the NFL, seeing if that was a possibility. Caleb's dad is kind of the lightning rod in this, Carl Williams. He said, the quote is that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die, end quote. Hard to argue the other side of that. They've never had a 4,000-yard passer. Weather is weather. We know how that goes. He even consulted Carl Williams with Archie Manning about how the Manning family played the whole getting Eli out of getting drafted by the Chargers thing back in 2004. Carl Williams called the rookie salary cap unconstitutional, said the CBA is the worst piece of poop I've ever read, but he was more graphic than that. And then Ryan Poles dug in as the GM of the Bears and told the Williams family, look, we are drafting you no matter what. Like, you're going to get drafted by us, which I respect.
Poles said we'll draft you no matter what.
Yeah.
And the big turning point was Caleb Williams went and got sweet talked by everybody and then just said basically he didn't want to nuke the city.
That was a big quote too. Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool with going there. I think that's the whole thing. If you think about Caleb Williams' dad, and there was a lot of speculation and anonymous reports about this type of drama beforehand, Caleb Williams was much more in line with Eli Manning, which was, okay, this dude is a bona fide top five pick. If he doesn't go to the Bears, he's going to have other options.
Yeah.
It was, and if that would have happened, just as it was with Eli Manning, Caleb Williams would have gotten really criticized and destroyed for it, or the dad would have, just like Archie Manning was. The difference between Caleb Williams and Shedeur Sanders is that Caleb Williams is just a better quarterback prospect, and they went about it differently. They did it relatively privately and quietly. Mm-hmm. as opposed to the way that Deion and Shadur handled it, which was the exact opposite way of they should have handled it.
Oh, yeah. No, Caleb never tried to tank an interview or turn off teams intentionally or anything like that.
Right, right.
He went through the process like you do. Yeah, I didn't want to nuke the city is a really – that was a direct quote. So that's not just Seth saying he didn't want to nuke the city. That's a direct quote. Caleb Williams, when he was interviewed for this book, was asked why he didn't end up going John Elway on Chicago, because that was a big – the Mannings didn't do that. The Elways did that, where Elway – John Elway and Jack Elway, his dad, just trashed the Baltimore Colts the whole time, like went on a smear campaign about the Baltimore Colts. Caleb Williams didn't have the stomach for that. Obviously, he didn't have the stomach to try to force his way out. He's on the Chicago Bears right now. So there's a few interesting angles with this thing. And certainly, I asked my son, who lives in Chicago, yesterday, like, what are they saying about this up there? And he said a lot of people are just blaming it on Eberflus and Shane Waldron. Like, he just didn't want to play. He didn't want to play. And it turns out he was right. Like, Shane Waldron and Eberflus both got fired.
You know? And this is where the Texans connection, the cautionary tale with the Texans come in. You've got a defensive-minded coach who hires an offensive coordinator who, to hear it from the quotes in here about Caleb Williams, the Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator, did not seem to have given Caleb Williams the best chance of actually having a good rookie year.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams says that he would watch film, but nobody was telling him when he was watching film on his own. He didn't have any guidance.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Says like what he should be watching, what he should be looking for.
Walk in and turn it on and watch. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, coming from an air raid offense, that's a big deal because Caleb Williams didn't have the same type of football education in college that CJ Stroud did. Caleb Williams, when you're in an air raid offense, there's not a whole lot of options after your first option goes out. They don't give the quarterback a whole bunch of tools. This is where a guy like Pat Mahomes, when he came into the league, he was far behind a lot of other young quarterbacks, but he was lucky enough to go to Andy Reid, who gave him a really good education in that first year where Pat Mahomes didn't play until the end of the year.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams' experience coming out of college as a guy that wasn't all that football educated by quarterback standards comes into a situation where it sounds, from his perspective at least, that he really didn't get the right kind of tutelage, if much tutelage at all.
So what's your big concern about the Texans with this?
Okay, so here's the common theme here would be Shane Waldron, that offensive coordinator, got his start with the New England Patriots.
Okay.
Followed Charlie Weiss off to Notre Dame before he went back to the Patriots.
Shane Waldron was on the staff at Notre Dame? I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. Well, he was a grad assistant, I think.
Oh, okay.
So he started off with the Patriots. We don't have to get into the details. Ends up for a long stretch as the passing game coordinator for the LA Rams. Hey, working for Sean McVay, you're the passing game coordinator, huh? And then he goes and gets his first job with the Seahawks, where it basically did nothing to help the Seahawks, and then ended up in Chicago. Similar resume to in a lot of regards to Nick Cayley, who started off his career with the Patriots, goes to the Rams, becomes the passing game coordinator, here we have it.
I hope Nick Cayley's listening right now. I hope he's listening and taking notes on you.
It's no shade at him individually. Yeah. It's just a cautionary tale of like, this is why I'm waiting and seeing. I have no idea if Nick Caley's going to be
Nobody
a good offensive coordinator.
Nick Caley doesn't know if he's going to be a good offensive coordinator or not.
Right.
Yeah.
He probably believes that he is, but he doesn't know for sure until he does it.
Well, that's a good catch by you right there, those similarities with Shane Waldron and Nick Caley. I would not have connected those dots. That's interesting. Eberflus.
That's one of the reasons that I wanted a veteran offensive coordinator, and it's not because it's never a guarantee. You know, guys are good at some places, bad others, the talent matters, everything else. But there are coordinators in the league that quarterbacks love, and they say, oh yeah, this guy just helps me, he gives me answers to the test, he taught me so much more about football. And then there's coordinators that, I mean, I remember talking to Brunell once when one of his offensive coordinators, Brunell was basically saying, I don't understand this offense. Like, you know, they coach, they basically tell you, well, you should have gone with the ball there. There's so many option routes and everything. Yeah. And it was a whole lot of hindsight coaching of like, oh, you should have seen that this guy was open. And he was not a fan of that offensive coordinator. It happens.
Yeah.
Talking to the quarterbacks themselves about how guys have actually helped them can go a long way, regardless of what the actual results on paper are.
Yep. My other angle with this Caleb Williams story, if you're just getting in your car, Caleb Williams, book coming out by Seth Wickersham, where there's a lot of quotes in here about how Caleb Williams did not want to go to Chicago to the extent where he was looking to circumvent the draft and lawyer up to get out of going to Chicago in the draft. If I were a Chicago Bears fan reading this, I'm not angry with Caleb Williams about what he said about Chicago before the draft, or more to the point, what his dad said about Chicago, because the quotes that really criticize the Bears as either an organization or a team in a cold weather city are coming from the dad, not from Caleb so much. But so I wouldn't be mad about that, because there is part of this story where Caleb, as I think you pointed out, Seth, eventually sat down with the Bears and he was really excited about going to Chicago. You know, eventually he talked himself into it. I would just be nervous if I were a Bears fan that mentality is just lurking around the corner all the time. You know what I mean? Like, this is a play that
you're right.
Things aren't going the right way. You know, if things aren't going the right way, is he going to revert back to pre-draft Caleb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, and then from my standpoint, just looking at it, I mean, D'Amico's already made this mistake once. He hired the wrong offensive coordinator. And what do you worry about with your defensive-minded head coach? He's got to be sure he hires the right coordinator. And that was a big error. I think D'Amico pretty much owned up to it, you know, without trying to throw Bobby Slowick under the bus. Yeah. That was a mistake, and that's probably – it's been the most damaging mistake that D'Amico has made so far, was one that he'd made before he even knew what he was doing as a head coach.
Yeah.
So hopefully this time around they figured it out and got it right.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Payne and Pendergast, we'll circle back to this. Everybody's talking about this Caleb Williams thing, this book that's coming out, and I will get that book. It sounds like it's going to be good. All right, headlines. Let's get back to the Astros. Not a great night last night for the Astros. Great night for Hunter Brown, but not a great night for the team. We've got some injury news with the Astros. We've got NBA news. There's going to be a Game 7 this weekend. And some NFL news that we'll get into as well. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.